FHW. There's a little broke out there.
Or don't matter.
There you go. I'll copy.
Okay, how does it sound?
Sound good now.
Yeah, I think for some dumb reason it must have switched sites. Shouldn't have. I was on Pencon in the first place, but I don't know. I'm just curious what you think of the audio. I did a little tweaking with this thing this morning.
It's one of the best sounding DMR audios I've heard. I mean, most of it sounds like crap. You sound pretty darn close to normal.
It probably would sound a touch better if I was using an RSM, but I didn't bring all that with me to work this morning. I brought the radio.
Well, did you get my email?
No, I thought you were texting me, so let me go look. I took screenshots of it and sent it to her, so she can do it in a little bit here when she's when she gets out. I don't know. Plus, I wanted to test this radio out.
I kind of like it. It's not black. It's very well controlled. Of course, you pay attention to that stuff. Do I sound okay except for my gravelly voice?
Yeah, I mean, are you just using the radio or are you talking into the speaker mic?
I'm just using the radio, talking across the side of it.
Okay, yeah, you sound fine. Your voice is just naturally lower anyway, but yeah, you sound great. I'm on a 7550E. I'm not even on the R7. The R7 sounds 10 times better than this thing.
Oh, really? Why is that? The later radio?
Yeah, there's a lot better stuff in the R7. It's way newer than the 7550E. Technology advances a lot in 10 years. I don't even remember when the 7550Es were put out, but it's been a while.
Oh, well, still better than Chinese junk.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese radios them guys use, they don't have the AGC and stuff, and everybody leaves their, you know, mic gain and all that crap at the default settings, and that just doesn't work.
No, I'm afraid to turn the volume up when I'm talking to some of those people because it's horrendous.
Well, it is, because you turn the volume to where you can hear somebody on a good radio and it sounds normal to you, and then when they key up, then it's like it goes up 180 decibels.
Yeah, are you mobile right now? Are you stationary or what?
I'm stationary. I'm at the Pinconning site. I haven't drove back there yet. I got to put a repeater in, add one to the rack. But I don't want a chance getting back there because the road's drifted up, so the boss is going to come run up and down it and pack the snow crunch down with his four-wheel drive. And that way I can get back there without having to worry. I can't disable the traction control on this van. I don't like that, but it is what it is. I don't want to get stuck because it's probably a good 200-250 yard shot at least from where this bunch of drifting starts up. It's a long way to then to get stuck.
Okay, I've been to that site. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. There's an infamous rock station there.
The infamous rock station isn't far to the east and or to the west and slightly north, but yeah, it's not far from here.
Well, I bet the boss is happy about that, getting out of his warm place and having to go out there, eh?
Probably not. He's probably got enough crap to do there at the office without having to come do this, but at the same time, sure, he'd rather do what he's fixing to do than for me to try and bust down it like gangbusters and then get stuck, and he's got to come up anyways and end up yanking me out of it, so yeah, it's what it is.
I'm going to try to get my butt over to the tire place today, and he says he can get me in and out of there in an hour. It sounds like a wheel issue, but It's soft, but it's not flat, so I think you can make it okay.
Yeah, when I put air in it that day, it was a lot of it, I think, was the spot that the tire was sitting, because there may have been a little, like, small protrusion in the driveway. But when I put the gauge on it, it wasn't as bad low as you thought it was. Definitely low that I wouldn't have driven far on it, but it was still in the 20s for PSI. It was like 23, 24 PSI, if I remember right.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they can get to the bottom of it. They might not be able to. I don't know where it might be a wheel issue, too, at that age. If they can burnish the rim or whatever they do with a wire brush, maybe they can improve things. I don't know. That right-hand wheel takes a lot of abuse.
Well, it's a pulling tire, so going to see the most wear. The rotation probably wouldn't hurt it, maybe. I don't know. I don't think you put enough tires or enough miles on in 10 years for a rotation, but there's that.
Yeah, they're a good outfit. I'll take my credit card with me. What the hell? You only live once, right?
Yeah, I was
going to do an experiment and grab the Chinese radio and surprise you, but I'm too lazy to do that.
Well, if you decide to, I'm not going anywhere for a while, because once he gets here and does what he does, then I've still got to basically get back there to do my work. So I'm going to be probably a couple hours. K-E-8-M-W-N.
How's this song? Any different?
It actually doesn't sound terrible. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm on the TYTMD380.
Yeah, the audio doesn't sound bad on that. Sounds decent. Of course, you know what you're doing and set it up, right?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't want to push the issue, though, because I don't think if it yelled or something or did something stupid into the microphone, like a breath noise or something, it might get really nasty in a hurry. Yeah, I'm assuming I'm on the hospital site nearby me here, but I'm at 8125 on the transmit, so I think that is the hospital, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, I'm back on the 7550. Still with me?
Are you talking to Paul? I think he jumped out or something. I haven't heard him in a while. Jason LTS over in Grand Rapids.
No, but you're close. Joe and Basie, KDFHW, how you doing?
Good. Oh, doing all right. Just heading over someplace here, driving around. So, I heard you guys talking earlier. I was listening.
On our 43rd Street.
And then, I didn't hear. I only heard you. After a while there. So, I don't know what happened there. So, maybe I had to get out and talk to their boss or whatever. They're talking about being at the site there.
Okay. Yeah, you got another audio source coming in with you that's as strong as your voice. I don't know what's going on. You got another radio on in the vehicle or something. All right. Take care. KDFHW.
Yeah, this is the work radio. KCLTS.
Are you still there? K8MWN.
No, KCLTS. Short time, almost to my destination.
How's it going this morning? It's KE8MWN here. Me and Paul are up here to Penn Conning doing some work on our equipment.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I heard you talking earlier. I was listening, but, was on other stuff on the work radio, so. But I'm almost to where I'm going here.
I copy that. Yeah, the other guy that was on there was Kilo Alpha 8 Foxtrot Hotel Whiskey. You probably talked to him before, too. He's down in Bay City.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah, he was calling for you and told him that he maybe probably hopped out or something. But just wanted to, you know, make sure he wasn't thinking his radio wasn't working. So, all right, I'm in the parking lot of my destination here. So, we'll catch you later. Don't call us at high. AC8LTS.
All right, copy that. We do appreciate that comeback. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
KFA-ENF, Harbor Springs.
And KFA-DNF, and 8 Ewing.
Hey, there is some life on these talk groups.
Yeah, I'm reprogramming my Motorola right now so I can add those other talk groups.
Oh, so this is, I got to remember to wait for the beep. So, yeah, this is proof that I got both the Brandmeister and TGIF talk groups working. Thank you again.
Yeah, no problem. And there is a repeater at Stutzenville that's actually a repeater that's on that, that goes natively into the MI5 network that you can probably reach no problem there, too. I don't know if you have that programmed in or not.
I don't think I do. Is it on repeater book?
Negative, but give me a second. I'll give you the info for it.
Standing by.
Yeah, so it's 444.250. And then if you go to mi5.cc, and it'll tell you what targets or what and what slot you got to use. It's not Brandmeister or anything like that. It's its own private network.
All right, cool. I'll check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And it'll also give you the list of all the other machines that are on that network throughout the state. There's one in Levering, too, and one in Sheboygan.
Yeah, when you and Chris and I were talking, was it last night? I think you mentioned that, and the Levering machine gets into that same system.
Yeah, it's just all part of Central Michigan Emergency Network stuff, so cool. All right, I'm going to get back to programming in 8 minutes.
Thanks, Drake. Have a good afternoon. KF8, ENF.